In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. Why is this said? This is from the Psalms, the Prokimenon for St. John today. Because for the Lord, all are alive, and with the bodily death of His saints, His holy ones, they are with Him. The purpose of our life, for them, is fulfilled. And then, the other part of the Prokimenon, what shall I render unto the Lord for all He hath rendered unto me? This sentiment is what separates us from the saints. Because the holy ones were always constantly aware of the grace of God in their life. Constantly aware of how much God has given them and how unworthy they were of this gift. You know, it's hard to say that we're more unworthy than the saints. We're all unworthy. Compared to God, we're all unworthy. The difference between us and the saints is that we don't have that thankfulness that becomes action. What shall I render unto the Lord? Well, what the Lord wants from us is our heart. And with our heart comes our actions. And with our actions comes holy things. St. John was a fantastic example of this rendering unto the Lord. And the Beatitudes describe him fully. Blessed are ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. A monk, a non-possessor, someone who really was a sojourner from place to place, didn't have a place to lay his head, as the service said last night. Blessed are ye that hunger now, for ye shall be filled. He hungered for salvation. He hungered for the Lord. This is a man who only slept when he was propped up in a chair. He didn't lay down. This is a man who would go into the slums of Shanghai and buy children that would have otherwise gone into the human slave market with bottles of vodka. Some of these orphans may have made their way even to Australia and San Francisco. He hungered for God. And when you hunger for God, you do great things. Blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh. Shouldn't we weep over the condition of the world? This especially, as a priest, makes me give pause. Because, yes, there are things in the world, many things in the world, that trouble me greatly. And, to some limited extent, I give a response to them. As a Christian and as a priest. But St. John, his whole life was spent serving others. He didn't spend a moment for himself. How can this be? What a magnificent spectacle we have before us. This is not weeping that is just physical tears. This is feeling that there is much that is out of place in the world and that you cannot rest unless you put some of it aright. And that's what St. John did. He led his orphans in Shanghai, to the Philippines, to Australia, to San Francisco. He wept. He wept. And because of his weeping, he had action. You know, nowadays we have the spectacle of bishops that are just dressed up. They don't really inspire. Worldwide, how many bishops inspire us? How many bishops do great works of mercy? How many bishops just appear holy just by walking into the room? St. John was like that. And people recognize that. We need more bishops like St. John. Christians like St. John. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you and separate you from their company and shall reproach you and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. This happened to St. John too. He was reviled many times over his life, called a fool. He was called dishonest. He was accused of theft. He was accused of being crazy, especially during the building of the cathedral in San Francisco. And yet he endured, because he saw in his mind's eye what the evangelist tells us now. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for your reward is great in the heavens. Brothers and sisters, when we look at St. John, we should be looking at ourselves also. I've told you before, when you look to the Scriptures, it's about you. When we pray to the saints, when we read their lives, it's about you. Because if you don't learn something from what you read, from what you pray, from what you hear, then what good is what you read, pray, and hear? When we read these Beatitudes and hear them sung, we should wonder in ourselves, in which ways can we be better? And when we see St. John, we should marvel that a human being of flesh and blood could so perfectly fulfill the Beatitudes, and lift up our prayers to him that we in some small way could become more holy. The point is, St. John perfectly epitomized the Procumenon verse, "What shall I render unto the Lord for all he hath rendered unto me?" He was always aware of God's mercy, and therefore he was always merciful. We should be like that. Through the prayers of the holy hierarch John of San Francisco, may the Lord God have mercy upon us and save us. Amen.